Books and Arts.
Book Review. British Politics. She Came, She Saw, She Conquered. Margaret Thatcher, The Authorised Biography, Volume 1. From Grantham to the Falklands, by Charles Moore.
It helps to be lucky if you're a politician, and Margaret Thatcher was luckier than most. Lucky that she came to power when the old order was crumbling, and lucky that her opponents were so feeble. Now she is proving to be lucky in death. First came a semi-state funeral that had the British establishment on bended knee and the British public out on the streets. Now comes the first volume of an authorised biography that may well turn out to be one of the great lives of modern times. This first volume takes the story from Mrs. Thatcher's childhood above a grocer's shop in Grantham to victory in the Falklands War in 1982. A second volume, Herself Alone, will tell the rest of the story. Charles Moore, a veteran journalist and former editor of the Weekly Spectator magazine and the Daily Telegraph, is proving an ideal biographer. He has spent 16 years reading Mrs. Thatcher's private papers, to which he had unique access, and interviewing everyone who mattered. But he also possesses the literary panache to bring the dullest sources to life. He is close to his subject both ideologically and personally, but he also acknowledges that she could be impossible, and often was, hectoring, bullying, and interfering. The first 200-odd pages are hard going. As a person rather than a politician, she is of limited interest. She had no intellectual hinterland and was quite content to repeat the clichés of the stockbroker belt. If she had a sense of humour, nobody has ever found it. Mrs. Thatcher's early career, from the scholarship to Oxford, an early love affair, a job as an industrial chemist, and her first forays into conservative politics, is hardly the stuff of high drama. Mr. Moore does a good job of evoking the atmosphere of post-war Britain. He reveals that Dennis Thatcher, whom she married in 1951, once repaired to South Africa for 2 months and contemplated divorcing her. Still, few readers will wish this section were longer. Things really take off with Mrs. Thatcher's election as Conservative Party leader in 1975. Mr. Moore brilliantly reconstructs the drama of those years. He reminds the reader of how big the stakes were in everything from industrial relations to the Falklands War. Mrs. Thatcher was in an extraordinary position. The oldest, grandest, in many people's eyes the stuffiest political party in the world, had chosen a leader whose combination of class, inexperience and sex would previously have ruled her out. But Mr. Moore avoids the luxury of hindsight. Political events tumble over each other. Politicians grope about in the dark. Patterns emerge slowly. Margaret Thatcher grows with the turning of the pages. She summons up extraordinary personal resources, not just to break with the old order, but to put a new one in its place. None of this was easy. The entire Thatcherite project was frequently in danger of faltering as unemployment soared, cities burned, and the ditherers conspired. The situation became so dire in 1981 that Mrs. Thatcher's advisers sent her a memo castigating her management style and warning that she would soon be joining Edward Heath on the back benches. How did she manage all this? Mr. Moore shows that it took more than ideological certainty and personal stubbornness. Mrs. Thatcher had a gift for seeing when the time was ripe and when it was not. She had a natural bond with what Richard Nixon called the silent majority. She had an actor's gift for putting on a good show. Mrs. Thatcher's opponents repeatedly played into her hands. Heath, the titular leader of the Tory ditherers, known as the Wets, was a repulsive figure who grew more repulsive with age. Some men are bitches, Mrs. Thatcher noted, and Michael Foote, the Labour leader, had an unfortunate habit of dressing like a scarecrow. The book ends on a high note. Britain's victory in the Falklands War consolidated Mrs. Thatcher's hold over the Tory party. The economy began to recover, and the Labour Party rendered itself unelectable. At the same time, the seeds of her self-destruction were already apparent. It is not often that you can say of a 900-page book that it leaves you wanting to read more, but in this case, it is true.